And I'm over in Studio A right now with the band Yellow Paper Planes, and these are some guys from actually coming from three different bands here, and we'll talk about the different bands and what they're up to, and they've also got a CD release show coming up. First, we're going to hear a song from them, though. Welcome to Studio A, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Well, what is the name of the first one you're going to play for us?
First track we're going to play is called Knock Once. To take my time, the least resisted path I see. Others are all running frantic. I am known to shuffle my feet, lodging my brain somewhere's old, shrapnel from my past lives. Well, one, I must have a run with scissors, took a trip and cut out an eye. Knock once if you know where you are. Knock twice if you're still finding yourself. And by all means, kick down the door if you need my help. I've been eating right, trying to cut down on my curse and fix the things that made me broke, so the shape I'm in doesn't worsen. Oh, my mama thought she saw a picture of you, and she wondered how you are. Well, I bet it was that one where your makeup's running in the back, some foreign guy's car. Knock once if you know where you are. Knock twice if you're still finding yourself. By all means, kick down the door if you need my help. I've been known to take my time, and baby, that's just what I do. Knock once if you know where you are. Knock twice if you're still finding yourself. And by all means, kick down the door.
And there's music from Yellow Paper Planes, and that's actually something off of their new EP, and that's Feathers Touch, and I'm going to ask Joshua P. James to introduce his new bandmates.
Sure. I'll start with the guy that's been around the longest. On drums is Brandon Woods.
Hello.
He and I were together originally in Joshua P. James and the Paper Planes. On bass guitar, we have Pete Mendenhall.
Hey.
And then the newest comer is Jeremy Ebert, who plays guitar and keys and a little bit of everything on the record.
And Pete on the bass there, he's been with Go Analog and the Hocking River String Band. And are you still with either of those outfits?
Yeah, I'm still with Hocking River String Band and doing both of these things. Yeah, with Hocking River String Band and doing both of these things as well, so with this band too.
Okay, and what about Jeremy? Are you in touch with any of your old bandmates at all?
Oh yeah, the Evan Harris guys and Hocking River String Band, still active member in that band too, so we're busy all the time.
All right. Well, sounds good. And you've got a CD release show coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's hear another song. Sure. And what is the name of this next one?
This next track we're going to play is called Tear It Down. It's actually not on the record, but you'll hear it on Saturday night if you show up. Know that your father changed you and never felt quite like a home. You kept running, I wouldn't blame you. It's what I would have done. The walls will fall. The ceiling leaked. All in all, I'll have him ruined in a week. Let's tear it down. Let's tear it. I'll help however I can. Let's tear it down. If it takes a boulder swinging high from a crane that blocks the sun, a mythical combo of wit and might,
and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the band Yellow Paper Planes performing live in Studio A, and they've got a CD release show coming up at Space Bar Saturday, March 28th. And the song we just heard is not off of your EP. Is that something older or something maybe coming out?
Yeah, it's something new. It's yet to be released. Yep.
Okay. And you'll have copies of your EP at the CD release show coming up?
Yeah, we loaded up the merch. We got T-shirts and buttons and the CDs and everything.
And Spacebar is a new club. Can you tell everyone listening about that
Certainly.
Club?
Certainly. Yeah, that particular location has gone through a few changes in the last couple of years. It was originally Old Fields on High, and then it was taken under new ownership and turned into Cobo, which was a really good home for us when we were Joshua P. James and the Paper Planes. We played there a lot, had a lot of support there. And strangely enough, or coincidentally, incidentally, some of the guys that are in this band know the new owner who took it over and kind of tore it up and put it back together. And it's a really cool spot. The guy's called Ben DeRolf, and it's under new management, and it's called Space Bar. We're excited to play.
And how would you describe your music with this band compared to the last project?
Yeah, the last project that Brandon and I were in was a lot more like solo songs I had hanging around that we ended up putting a band behind. And so it was kind of implicitly a little bit more folky. My writing style has morphed a little bit, and I think back then it was kind of more influenced by the stuff that I was listening to when I was growing up, coming off of my dad's speakers, classic rock and that sort of thing, and this is a little bit more modern.
Well, we've got a few of those EPs here. Can we give one away right now?
Certainly.
On the air? Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go with caller 4 at 821-9223. They will pick up that new EP from Yellow Paper Planes. And again, the name of that release is Feathers Touch. The release show will be at Space Bar Saturday, March 28th. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Great. Thank you for having us.
And what's the name of the last song you're going to play for us this morning?
The last tune we're going to play is called Good Lovers. Maybe I'm big medicine. Might move quick when my hands are sore. Show me where it hurts. And I'll kiss it all. You're a ride like a Ferris wheel. Never know when it's gonna stop. Before my fear of falling off, I wouldn't mind getting stuck on top. All good lovers know it. All good lovers only know. Sort of on a line. Take a pass on a Potter game. And tow me from my resting line. No remorse for the deal we made. Lovers only know.